If I could save time in a bottle, the first thing that I'd like to do is to save every day till eternity passes away, just to spend them with you. If I could make days last forever, if words could make wishes come true, I'd save every day like a treasure, and then again I would spend them with you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know you're the one I want to go through time with. If I had a box just for wishes and dreams that had never come true, the box would be empty except for the memory of how they were answered by you. But there never seems to be enough time to do the things you want to do once you find them. I've looked around enough to know that you're the one I want to go.
She's 14, she was hoping for a better world for this little girl, but the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. When she gets that call, hope's too far gone, her baby's on the way with nothing left inside. Together we cry. What about the John Wayne? Could have gone the whole way, tightening up the stage, trying to get a deal. Now he's lighting up the wrong way, something for the pain. Man, you wanna see this kid, he was so unreal. When he gets that call, he's too far gone. Can't get it together to sing one song. They won't hear tonight the words of a lullaby. Politician, she'd been dreaming about it since she was a girl. She thought that she'd be the one who could change the world. Always trying to pave the way for women in a man's world. Life happened, house, kids, two cars, husband hits the jar, checks that don't go very far now. Now she ain't making changes, she keeps her mind on her wages. The only rattling cages are. Flood the ocean for all its tears for a world's broken. Together we cry. Fly. At some point every rose has to die. It's hard to let your children go, leave home where they go. Who knows, getting drunk, getting stoned, all alone. Teach a man to fish and feed him never lie. You show your kids the truth, hope they never lie. Instead of reading in a letter that they got to something better, bet you're sorry now, I won't be coming home tonight.
the sky to teach us how to fly. Together we cry, together we cry. We'll be right back.
It's 9:13. Current temperature 39.
This picture for luck, Captain, I'll lock it, tucked in your collar, close to your chest, make it a secret, shown to the closest friends. And meet me at 6:45, the sun will still shine then, at this time of year, we'll head to the inlet, and we'll share a and color the coast with your smile. It's the most genuine thing I've ever seen. I'm so lost, but now I believe. And follow me south of the big docks where they tether the boats the rich men revere as so important. They hire our fathers to steer. And down to the edge of the water where we'll spill our guts and we'll name our fears. I'll give you this picture. Keep it and don't be scared. You color the coast with your smile. It's the most genuine thing I've ever seen. I'm so lost, but now I believe in the coast. Your smile is the most genuine thing I've ever seen. I'm so lost, but now.
That's it. Well, I guess I'll play one more tune. I'll play another new song, and then I'll save the rest for the show. This song doesn't have a title yet, but I'll probably remember most of the words. I think. Thank you.
have no wonder they will ever end. You get so mad at me when I go out with my friends. Sometimes you're crazy, they wonder why. I'm such a baby, yeah, the dolphins make me cry. I want to be with you.
WCGR 88.5 FM. By students, for students.
Hello, and we're back.
We're on?
Yeah.
There we are. Okay, we're
oh
on.
My gosh. Wow.
That was horrifying.
That was scary.
We were without sound for a good 13 seconds.
Yeah.
At least.
Yeah, you were like, "There's my headphones aren't working," and I was like, "My headphones aren't even on yet." But don't worry, people, they're on now.
We're here.
We are here.
You can listen to us.
Morgan was a bit late, but we're not going to blame it on her. We're going to blame it on her red hair.
It's never her fault. It's always her hair's fault.
This time it was actually probably night class. I think she has night class on Mondays.
Stinks.
Night class does stink, but, you know, life goes on, I feel.
I have two of those each semester next year.
I think the first semester I have two. My final episode, my final season, my final semester, I only have
final.
Three.
What's the word?
Final semester.
Semester.
I have three, and one of them is yoga, so that's going to be difficult.
I've heard that you can get really sore doing yoga.
I really can't wait. I'm really hoping.
Like, I had a friend who wanted to sign up for it, and the football coach was like, "No, don't, because then you're going to be sore for the game."
Really?
Like that sore.
Dang. Huh, that's fascinating, I guess.
But then from other people, I've heard that it's enlightening.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not the word I'm looking for, but whatever.
That's probably not it.
Doesn't matter.
What
do we have?
When was our last show?
2 weeks ago.
The 10th? The 11th. The 11th.
Wait, no, yeah. Yeah.
The 11th?
I think so.
All right, so looking at the schedule, there was a game on the 16th.
What sport? There's only one sport.
There was a couple of games on the 16th.
Oh.
Baseball beat DePaul University 7-6. Baseball also beat Rose Holman Institute. If I didn't say your name wrong, right? I'm not sorry. You're probably not listening, so.
Yeah, I doubt that.
Yeah, you can get over it. and then softball had their two games that day canceled. However, people, the day was not over. The day is not over.
It is nigh.
On the 16th, the men's tennis team improved to 1-0. One and
undefeated.
Oh, that's right, people. The Concordia tennis team is 1-0 right now.
You're undefeated.
Get excited. All right. Hold that in. The 19th.
Oh gosh, I'm all the way on the 10th.
The 19th. That one sport they got their it was canceled.
Which
softball? Softball was canceled.
On
the 23rd, baseball played North Park University, and they won.
Why did you say that like Batman?
I don't know. I just felt like it, I guess. They won 4-3.
Okay.
And apparently they had a really good left-handed hitter, pitcher. Yeah. So that's pretty cool. On the 24th, we were actually supposed to play a school from Minnesota in baseball, and they actually canceled because of the weather. Imagine
Minnesota.
That. I know, right?
Like, where they get like 12 inches of snow in July. They canceled because of weather?
Yep. College of St. Scholastica. And then today we were supposed to play a softball game, I feel. And guess what?
Was that canceled?
That was postponed. Yes, that was postponed until when? Tomorrow. Like, it's going to be so much better tomorrow.
I heard that it's really supposed to heat up, actually. Maybe not heat up, but, like, in the 40s.
Also, the difference is they're going to come here today.
Mm-hmm.
We're going there tomorrow.
Mmm.
So, yeah. The women's softball team plays at North Central College on tomorrow. That's Tuesday at 3 o'clock. Doubleheader, of course.
Gotta be a doubleheader.
Right. That's the only way to go.
Mm-hmm. I don't know where you're looking at the schedule. I can't find it.
I'm just on the ConcordiaCougars.com page.
I always forget that one is there. Forget that that's a page.
Really? That's like the athletic website, I feel.
It is. And during football season, I'm on all the time.
But once football season ends, that page just goes...
In my brain, it just isn't there.
Right, right. I understand. All right, all right. And so, the week will continue. On Wednesday, the Concordia softball team plays Dominican. And actually, going back to a couple of shows ago, we've talked about what if we walked. For baseball and softball, it would have to be a little bit different because Dominican actually doesn't play their home home games at their stadium.
They play at a different place.
Yeah, they don't have a stadium.
Wait, do they have a practice like field?
I don't think so. I feel like they travel everywhere.
That would stink.
Yeah, I know, right? So, I mean, you know, YOLO. but I don't feel like they're going to walk, so...
Did you know there was a Hall of Fame section on the Concordia website?
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And then on the 28th of Thursday, March, the men's track team and women's track team are at Augustana Easter Open.
Open?
Open, yeah.
Like anyone can go?
I don't know, but it's Thursday. And then Saturday, the baseball team's at Benedictine. Softball team's playing Alverno. Both doubleheaders. And then it leads into next week. And can you believe next week starts April?
It doesn't feel anything like April.
April? Like
there,
really?
There really haven't been any days that I was like thinking it was spring.
Oh, yeah, I know, right?
Like, I know because we're in Chicago, like, spring is never that warm.
No.
But this has been a little bit colder than usual.
I agree. I agree wholeheartedly.
Because I've been, I mean, I lived here for like 15 years. And
only 15?
Oh, I'm only 19.
What happened to the four?
I lived in Maine.
Really? Anyway,
15 is an exaggeration. No. Well, how long have I lived in Maine for 5 years. Then I lived in San Diego, California. And then I came here.
How long did you live in Cali?
2.5 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you know I was born there?
No way.
Did we already talk about this?
No. I was just being a sarcastic jerk.
Okay.
I've been all over the place. But yeah, I mean,
fair enough.
There's been snow here in like April, and I've been like, well, okay, that's Illinois for you.
Oh.
But it's not typically this cold for this long.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, because when I woke up this morning at 4 o'clock to go do a building-wide program.
Are you talking 4 o'clock in the morning?
4 o'clock in the morning.
Why?
To go do this floor program, this building-wide program.
Is this voluntary?
Yeah.
Well, then why?
Because sacrifices have to be made every day.
Ugh.
For the betterment of the student body here at Concordia University of Chicago.
Not that sacrifice.
I'm waiting for Morgan to roll her eyes and look at me and this glare.
Clearly not listening.
All right, guys. So if you want to shock Morgan, please call in number 708-488-4242. Or if you live on campus, the extension's 4242. And just surprise Morgan because we don't think she's actually listening today. So we just want to be like, boom, you have listeners. And we're like, whoa, we have listeners. So that'd probably shock us too.
People ask me that all the time. Like, how many people do you think listen? And I'm like, maybe double digits.
Well, actually, I put this on iTunes.
How many downloads does it get?
I don't know, but I know, like, I have 4 family members that are subscribers.
Hmm.
So they'll get, like, automatic downloads. Like, Mama Illick's actually one of them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, she's not a relative of mine, but...
I was going to say, you look nothing alike.
Right, yeah, I know. Yeah, so we're going to actually do a fun little thing tonight, because it is March Madness. I don't know if you've realized that, oh my gosh, a number 15 seed made it to the Sweet 16.
Oh, yeah. Oh, Florida Gulf Coast.
Florida Gulf Coast, man. The way they play is just so unreal. It's unreal. Like, Batman's never even heard of them. So, yeah. Like, it's really awesome the way that what they're doing right now. So, we're going to have a little bracket of our own. And we're going to talk about it right after this song. If I could find it really quickly, that would be better. Here we go. This is Fame. No, Dreams of Reality by Fame or Juliet. Maybe. Maybe, if it will play. If it will play. Right?
I sure hope so.
I know, right? Like, what's going on in there? It's not even like it's a CD or anything. It's like...
your iPod just not happy?
I don't know. I really don't know what's going on right now.
Is it the song, or is the iPod just like, there
I gotta live till the mic turns off. But now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off. I gotta live till the mic turns off. But now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off.
I know we're up and coming, but I feel as if we made it. Imagination is greater than public education. Quotations, I'm just saying, never let your dreams be taken. Take your hatred, build it up and bring it down as motivation. Success is waiting, so why ignore it when you can meet it? Tomorrow morning, they're yelling, where you going, touring, open up the curtains, as of now, I'm loving what I'm doing, so it's worth it, I was told it wasn't meant to be, yeah, that's what they said to me, middle school a loser, now I'm standing with integrity, and they see, maybe he just may be, greater than he may seem, put together my team, I dream reality,
I gotta live till the mic turns off, and now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off. I gotta live till the light turns off. But now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off.
I was born to kill hits. Maybe I'll get filthy rich. Dirty money coming clean. Premature, I thought of it. Little boy with big dreams. I was just a bigger thinker. Step outside the box and maybe you can see the bigger picture. Bigger shows with bigger crowds. Hold more people than allowed. Better get your ticket, cause in an hour they're selling out. Everybody's hands up. Know the song and yelling out. And even if you ain't a fan, you leave my show and love me now. People got dreams, don't ever chase it. Unused talent, go ahead and waste it. Live in fear, now struggle to face it. Forget past and try to erase it. I never have and I never will recede. If you understood my path, then you understood my need.
I gotta live till the mic turns off. But now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off. I gotta live till the mic turns off. But now I'm here, I cannot go soft. I found myself when the rest got lost. I'll be the last one that they write off.
And we're back.
Hello.
Hello. Alright, so, during that commercial break, we realized that we had not talked about the biggest thing that's happened this past weekend.
Yes.
Yeah. You want to introduce that?
That is spring formal.
Spring formal. I mean, 451 people went.
Is that a lot, compared to other years?
Yeah, that's a lot compared to other years.
Well, the place was perfect for it.
Perfect for it. We took 10 buses.
10?
10. There were 10 buses.
Jeez.
Yeah. And I had a really good time. What about you?
Yeah. I had a really good time.
Yeah.
It was awesome because, if you didn't want to dance at the time, if you were just tired and needed to sit down.
A break?
You could go and
look at fish or
something. Look at awesome fish.
Or I heard, I don't know if this is true, but I heard when the scuba diver jumped in the tank, everyone's like, oh my gosh, is that Jacob Quarter?
Well, yeah, because it had that shirt on that you wear a lot. You wear it all the sports stuff.
I don't wear that shirt.
Yes, you do. My first thought was, they put Jacob Quarter in there?
It was?
Yeah, but then I was like, oh no, that's not him. And he did look a little bit like you. He had similar features.
He was, let me tell you this, he was uber pale. He was paler than a white wall.
Did you hear that and you're like, I got to check this out?
What?
You like when people were like, "Is that Jacob Corder?" You're like, "Did you go and analyze it?"
No, I actually analyzed it before I thought I heard. Hey, is that Jacob Corder? Does that make sense?
Oh, okay. You're just thinking he was pale.
And I also noticed that he shaved his legs. So.
Well, he's a swimmer. They have to.
I've only done that twice in my life.
You've shaved your legs twice.
Yeah.
I've shaved my legs none. None times.
None times.
Like zero. Yeah. Why would you shave your legs?
It was for a bet in high school. Actually, one time, it was for a state's cross country meet. I told my team, cross country team, that if we made it to states, I would shave my legs. And guess what? We made it to states. So that was cool. And then the other one was, I think my brother said, like, we had, like, a little fight going on, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to get you back and stuff like that. And I was like, well, whatever. And he goes, Jacob, you better sleep with one eye open because I'm going to pee on your leg. And I was like, you better not pee on my leg. I'll be so ticked if you pee on my leg while I'm sleeping.
That's a weird, like, threat.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, sleep with one eye open because I'm about to pee on your leg.
Pee on your leg.
And we shared rooms, so it was, like, really awkward. And this was in high school still.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to bed, and I'm such, like, a sleeper. Like, I could go to bed and fall asleep, like, and not wake up.
I wish I had that ability.
And he came into the room and shaved a pee into my leg.
That's pretty funny.
He shaved a pee, and I was like, what the heck? And I actually didn't notice it when I woke up. He actually was like, Jacob, did you feel that pee on your leg? And I was like, what? You did not pee on my leg. I did not sleep through that. And he's like, yeah, look at it. And I looked at it, and I had a pee on my leg. And I was like, I hate you so much. Yeah, so that was a fun story.
It was. What were we talking about?
Pee on your leg. No, shaving your legs, which reminds me of that guy. Yeah. But no, that was not me. I know people. I know it did not look like me at all. But
from a distance at first, I was like, that could be Jacob Corder.
Yeah, I guess.
And then someone said that to me out loud, and I was like, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
I actually did work at a pet store.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you get trained to do scuba stuff like that?
No, I've actually never been scuba diving. But my mom did push me into a pool at 6 months.
At 6 months?
Yeah, I learned how to swim at 6 months.
That's bad.
How is that bad? I survived.
You could die?
I mean, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of things you could die doing. But you know what? Life still goes on and we still do them every day. Right?
I mean, I guess if you're a philosophizer.
I mean, really, realistically, all swimming is kicking and paddling. Right?
I mean, I know it's instinct, but I still wouldn't kick my six-month-old child into it.
I mean, she literally didn't just, like, push me in.
She just kind of, like, was she holding you and then kind of, like, let you swim a little bit?
And let me freak out a little bit. Yeah. And then, yeah, she'd get me. Yeah.
Okay. You made it sound like she just threw you in.
Yeah. I mean, I kind of try to do that. Just I like to have people be like, did your mom abuse you? And it's like, no. she'll probably actually listen to this, probably on the drive here this weekend, and then I'll get in trouble, but, you know, whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. She'll be mad about it for about 5 seconds, and then be like, oh my gosh, Jacob, you're so funny.
So silly.
So silly, Jacob. So yeah, spring formal. Have you seen that picture Aaron Bean posted?
That was so awesome. I couldn't find myself in it, though.
I couldn't either.
I know I'm in it somewhere. I just can't find it.
I
can't figure out how that's possible because I had, like, the brightest green shirt on that I've ever seen.
I don't actually think I was in it at that point.
Really?
Yeah.
I know exactly where I was, but I just couldn't find it.
Who's right in the middle?
I don't know.
Corey Garrity. Corey Garrity is right in the middle. There's like several people, like, you can actually tell who they are, and then it's like, get to the back, it's like, I see a bunch of hands. I don't know everyone by their hands, darn it. So yeah, that was the shed aquarium. It was great fun.
That was really awesome.
So yeah, let's see.